Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Well, that's the sound of great big old rock splitting politics. How about that? Robert Mueller, a special investigator, has released his report to the Attorney General of the United States, Mr. Barr. And Mr. Barr has told Congress that he has received a report. Now, everybody's wondering what is in the report. How much is going to be released to the public? Who knows what's going on? Well, it's rock splitting politics time, folks. And you've got Doc Holliday's rock splitting politics right here. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And the left-wing media is livid, folks, livid. They can't believe there's no more indictments coming. Adam Schiff says there's got to be. The left is in a frenzy as soon as this report has been released. Over the weekend, we'll see what settles down. We're taping this show, and it's just been released, and the left is just not sure what direction to turn to. Because the probe is over with, and there's no more indictments. The president, is he off scot-free? Well, we're going to listen to the left-wing superstar Chris Matthews himself and see what he has to say as he's scrambling to try to understand what is going on. And so we got a great show for you today. We're going to play some of Chris Matthews, and I'll give some comments in there. And let's just see what's happened after Robert Mueller has released his report after a couple years now. And it's been nonstop Trump bashing on the left-wing mainstream media for 2 years about what Mueller would find and what Mueller would hang Trump with. And I'm telling you, folks, the left-wingers don't know what to do. Watch out. Watch out what they're going to do next week. And before we get to that story, there is big news everywhere. When we said Donald Trump became president of the United States, that people wouldn't know what to expect. It moves so fast. The news moves. And you talk about John McCain. Is President Trump hurting himself by talking bad against a dead senator? And yet, we can go into that. I'll just say that President Trump has every right to be upset. That this whole, sometimes you could almost pinpoint this whole shenanigans of the Mueller report to people like John McCain, who purposely got the report. It was sent out by the FBI. They knew what was going on. He gets a copy of the report, wants to turn it into the FBI. But more than that, he has his associate take it out and try to release it to many, many different news media. So, yes, does Trump have a right to be upset about John McCain? Hey, I pushed for John McCain, and he ran against Barack Obama in 2008, and he has been a great American patriot in many ways, but he is a flawed person when it comes to Donald Trump. A flawed person when it came to promising the people in Arizona, you elect me, and we will get rid of Obamacare. We will repeal and replace Obamacare. It came down to John McCain's vote, and he voted with Chuck Schumer and the Democrats to keep Obamacare alive. So, yes, he made some huge mistakes. He's a patriot, but he made huge mistakes that still costing the American taxpayers, the American citizens, very much because of his it's unworthy vote. It was a very awful vote. He voted with the Democrats. He turned his back on the Republicans who gave him the nomination in 2008, who gave him a place to stand and fight and make his name known. And he turned his back on the Republican Party and the American people when it came time to vote for ending Obamacare. It could have been done. Could have been done except for John McCain's vote. Now, so yes, Donald Trump has a right to be upset. But so much is going on now. That's old news. What's even newer news? When we talk about the state of Israel, before we get into the Mueller report, we've got to talk about the historic precedent that President Trump, not only did he move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, but just last week, Donald Trump, as President of the United States, said that Israel has the right to keep the Golan Heights. It's Israeli property. He was saying it's not occupied territory. When you got enemies all around, the Golan Heights are high, folks. And everywhere you look from the Golan Heights, people in the other countries want to end the existence of Israel. And so it's important. And many presidents have said that. They know that. But only Donald Trump was willing to say this is Israeli territory. So that has a lot going on. And yet the Mueller report is what everybody's talking about. And that's why we say our show is called Rock Splitting Politics. And the rocks are coming down like an avalanche from the White House. And I'm telling you, it's something that day after day, week after week, when does the history stop being made? Well, as long as Donald Trump is in the White House, history is being made. People are talking about Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, for being a media guy, he knows how to get free media. He sure does. And the left just does not know what to do. And we're going to get into this Chris Matthews show. As soon as the report came out, it was out, Chris Matthews went to the air. We're going to play a clip from his interview in just a minute. And I got to tell you this, next week, we're going to have Victor Davis Hanson. He is one of the most prolific historians, and he knows so much from Stanford, the Hoover Institute at Stanford University in California. But you see him on Fox News. You see him on different radio, television shows. He is the ultimate historian. He's got a new book out, The Case for Trump. And on next week's show, I'll have an exclusive interview. It'll be Doc Holliday interviewing Victor Davis Hanson. So you don't want to miss next week's show. But let's get right into this. Let's crank up the Mueller report. After 2 years, it's out. And this is what Chris Matthews had to say on his MSNBC show.
Investigation is over, and according to a senior DOJ official, there will be no further indictments. That means no charges against the president, his children, or his associates after all those meetings with the Russians. Not only that, but the special counsel completed his report and signed off on it without ever directly interviewing the President of the United States about collusion or obstruction of justice. After 2 years of looking into President Trump, his campaign, and the Kremlin's unprecedented interference in the 2016 election, Special Counsel Mueller has now delivered his findings to the Justice Department. And today at 5 p.m., word came from the Justice Department that they notified Congress that the Russian probe is officially over.
Can you just hear it in Chris Matthews' voice? Can you just hear it? You remember, I told you, I got to meet Chris Matthews when I was at the Republican National Convention when we nominated Donald Trump to be the Republican nominee, and there on the convention floor. Now, Chris Matthews, I've always respected him. He's a hard left guy. I've respected him, and I do even now. But he is livid about this report coming out. And Donald Trump is not indicted, and he's never been talked to about obstruction of justice by Robert Mueller. Now, the report is finished, and he can't believe it. He can't believe that there's no more indictments. the Trump family. He is incredibly hurt. He is hurting. He's letting it show on the air. So, yes, this is what happened last Friday when the report just came out fresh and new. And Chris Matthews, to me, just epitomizes what the left is squirreling around trying to figure out. Now, let's let him continue.
Leaving the fate of Mueller's report in the hands of Attorney General William Barr. In his letter, Barr's letter to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees, Barr stated simply that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election and related matters. Barr said, I am reviewing the report and anticipate that I may be in a position to advise you of the special counsel's principal conclusions as soon as this weekend. Separately, this is Barr again, I intend to consult with Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein and Special Counsel Mueller to determine what other information from the report can be released to Congress and to the public. Well, there are major questions left to answer tonight, big questions, and calls from Congress for Robert Mueller to answer them.
Yes, Chris. Questions, questions, questions. How can all this be happening without people going to jail, without everybody in the White House going to jail? Questions, questions, questions. You better get on with some of your top reporters, Chris. Go ahead.
We have the best reporters possible tonight. Joining us now are NBC's Ken Delanian, The Atlantic's Natasha Bertrand, and former federal prosecutor Paul Butler. Also joining me by phone, The New York Times' Michael Schmidt. Ken, my biggest question, and I'm going to have this along until somebody answers it. How can the president be pointed to as leading collusion with Russia, of aiding a Russian conspiracy to interfere with our elections, if none of his henchmen, none of his children, none of his associates have been indicted? At best, it was a RICO situation where he was giving orders to people to do stuff with the Russians. If none of them were indicted, how can he be blamed? I'm just questioning. That's my big one.
Chris, I think the answer is he cannot be in a criminal sense.
Chris, he cannot be in a criminal sense. Did you get that? Chris, he cannot be indicted in a criminal sense. Listen to your top reporter here. Continue on.
You're right to question that because we know that under Justice Department doctrine, the president can't be indicted. So we can consider the possibility that Mueller is accusing him of impeachable offenses that would normally be crimes in this report. But the point you just raised argues against that. Trump can't conspire with himself. If he was conspiring with the Russians, he would have had to have had some help, at least with Roger Stone. That was sort of the last leg of the triangle. And when they didn't charge Stone with conspiracy, that told us something. It told us that they didn't have it.
You got that, Chris? You got that, Chris Matthews? They didn't have it. They didn't have it. Do I need to say it again, Chris? They didn't have it.
Now, I'm waiting to see what's in this report. Will they accuse Trump of misjudgment, of negligence, of allowing himself and his campaign to be manipulated by a Russian covert operation? What happened after he was warned by the FBI? What steps did he take during his campaign? Did he open himself up to this? And that's all very bad, but it's not crimes, Chris. They have not charged anybody in the Trump campaign.
Well, let's see. Maybe we can help here. If you're a member of Congress or you think he missed the boat here, because we know about the meeting in Trump Tower of June of 16. We know about the meeting in the cigar bar with Kilimnik. We know, my God, we know about all those meetings with Kisilak at the Republican convention in Cleveland. All these dots,
Chris Matthews, all these dots. Well, how many dots were in the Clinton campaign? If you talked every time she talked to a Russian, her campaign representative talked to a Russian, did they ever talk to the Russian ambassador? I'd like to know. Do you know, Chris? Why don't you go find out? Won't you get your crack reporters out there and say how many times Hillary Clinton talked to somebody from Russia? They talked to a spy from Russia. Well, the spy, they paid a spy, what was it, over $10 million, an ex-spy to go find out something on dirt on Trump in Russia. Well, maybe that's the collusion. Was it collusion when those in the Ukraine, and now we're finding out they wanted Hillary to win, so they brought out this, when they found out Paul Manafort was the campaign manager for Donald Trump, they purposely met with State Department officials, the Ukraine, and then all of a sudden these what Manafort had done years ago was brought out. Was it the Hillary Clinton campaign or people in the State Department, the new Clinton campaign? Were they the ones who twisted the arm to get this information out from the Ukrainians? I don't know. Want someone answer and ask them those questions? Somebody from MSNBC. That would be a fine job for someone like you, Chris Matthews.
We're now to believe don't connect.
Well, that's the conclusion in front of us, Chris. I mean, all that stuff was suggestive. It didn't prove anything. And in fact, the Trump Tower meeting, at my reporting tells me, was a bust. They didn't actually hand over any incriminating information. What it showed is that Donald Trump Jr. was willing to accept help, but we saw no evidence that they actually accepted help, you know, hacked emails or sort of analytical stuff. From all that stuff, it never panned out, Chris.
Well, it never panned out, Chris. Did you hear that, Chris? It never panned out. Well, we got more because Chris Matthews is just livid trying to figure out what is going on. Why is President Trump not being let off in handcuffs? He can't believe that there is no collusion. He can't believe the report. But let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. In just a minute, we'll play some more of this interview from MSNBC or the commentary from Chris Matthews as he talks to other reporters. But before we do, let me remind you that we do have a book called Bedrock Truth. That's a good word for these days, truth, bedrock truth, written by Doc Holliday, Dr. Alveda King, and Dr. Alex McFarland. If you don't have the book, you are more than welcome. We'd love for you to order that book. Go to the website and you can go to the, our web page right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You'll see a picture to cover the book. Press on that. It'll take you to www.docholliday.org. That's Doc Holliday, HOLLIDAY.org. And you can order that book. Other books you can get right there. And some of those are we're running short. Don't know if we'll have a reprint or not. And so when they're gone, they may be gone. Maybe valuable one day. Who knows? So you better get some of the books before they are taken off the website. I'm just giving those who haven't got some of the books, now's a good time to get them because there may not be a reprint on some of those talking about Tea Party days and the Rock Splitting Politics book talking a lot about President Barack Obama. Those are past years, so we still got a few books left, but when they're gone, they're gone. So let me just let you understand what we're looking at in the future with this Mueller report. I don't know. This is fresh off the press as we are recording for next week's show, but the following week we have scheduled an interview with Victor Davis Hanson, and he's got a new book called The Case for Trump, and we're going to ask him a lot of questions, some things that and you may have seen him on Fox News, you've seen him interviewed on television and radio for Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, others. They love to get him on because he's a genius. He's an historic figure. He knows history, and he's written so many books, but we're going to ask him some questions no other interviewers asking him. We may ask him some questions about African American and Trump support, ask him questions about how Trump got beyond the Access Hollywood tape. What does that mean? And the history of the how Victor Davis Hanson believed in his heart, knowing that Donald Trump was going to win that election in 2016. Not many people would stand up and say that, but he did. Because he saw what was going on. What did he see? We're going to ask him about that next week. So don't miss next week's show. It'll be a good one. And don't forget to go to docholliday.org. www.docholliday, holiday of two L's in it, .org. And order the book, Bedrock Truth. And there's a book about Israel. The Case for Israel. The Biblical Case for Israel. It's a new book that we had out about a year or so ago. And it will tell you, it has several writers, and I've got a chapter in that book. But right now, Israel is on the stage of the world again, and Donald Trump is one of the ones that's put it there. There's an election coming up, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and he is will be win a re-election or get defeated. We don't know, but you can order the book. Tells you up-to-date things about the nation of Israel, the biblical case for Israel. I got a chapter in that. You can order that also from DocHolliday.org. So go there. Look at it. Now, let's get back with what's going on with the Robert Mueller report and Chris Matthews as he's trying to digest this breaking news what happened last Friday.
Second question. I got to stick with you, my colleague. Why was there never an interrogation of this president? We were told for weeks by experts, you cannot deal with an obstruction of justice charge or investigation without getting to motive. You do not get the motive unless you hear from the person himself who's being targeted, a subject of the investigation. How can they let Trump off the hook? So far tonight, we have no reason to believe Trump is going to be charged by rhetoric in the document itself, in the Mueller report. No, he will not be charged with obstruction or of collusion without ever having to sit down with the special counsel Mueller and answer his damn questions. How can that happen?
That is a great question. The special counsel talked to Bill Clinton. The FBI interviewed Hillary Clinton, but Donald Trump would not sit down with him. My only conclusion, Chris, is that that President transmitted to Mueller that he would take the fifth. He would never talk to him, and therefore Mueller decided it wasn't worth the subpoena fight that would delay his investigation and his report for months to go down that road knowing that he would lose. You don't have to testify against yourself, and if at the end of the day President Trump was just going to assert his Fifth Amendment rights and never sit down with Mueller, which if you're his lawyer, that's what you would advise him to do, yeah, then why delay the investigation for, you know? But you could argue he should have done it anyway. Mueller should have sent the subpoena to right. stand on principle to show that he took that extra step.
Well, everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an opinion why Mueller did not sit down with President Trump and force him to talk. And one of the things is, if you can't find collusion, why would you have the president sit down and talk when there's no crime and you cannot find a crime anywhere? Why would you do that unless you just hate Donald Trump, unless you just want to get the president? Maybe Robert Mueller, everybody's famous hero for 2 years, is he going to turn into a villain because he didn't lead Donald Trump off in handcuffs from the White House? Well, that I think as you listen to the left more and more, they are getting delusional and no telling what's going to come out of Adam Schiff's mouth. And we'll just have to wait and see. Interesting week. But let's continue on with this interesting interview that came right off the hot off the press with Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews, as he realized that this is over. This witch hunt is over. Maybe Chris Matthews will finally call it a witch hunt because they're not finding what he thought was there. He thought there was a lot of smoke and there had to be a fire. Well, maybe the smoke was what the weed that everybody in the Democratic Party seems to be smoking.
He chose not to do that.
Michael Smith, you're reporting on those two questions. Why no indictment of the people around the president for collusion? If there is collusion, or that Mueller believes there was collusion. And secondly, why no interview? Why no questioning of the president?
Well, in terms of the charges and stuff like that, there are a lot of parts of Mueller that have lived on and will live on in other U.S. attorneys' offices in the Eastern Seaboard, basically from New York to Washington. So there's still things that are being investigated here. I think you sort of have to look at Mueller and his report as a sort of midway point as these things go forward. And I'm just not sure.
Wait a minute,
I got
to stop
there.
His job is to go to the collusion question. That's why he got paid all these months. That's why he had this huge team. They were to look into the collusion matter. He can't pass that off to somebody else, can he?
I don't know. Those are very complex investigations that take a very long period of time. And Mueller has cast a shadow over the president. And there had, you know, the president certainly would want this to be wrapped up as soon as possible. But I don't know. I mean, we don't know what Mueller found. We don't know what Barr is going to tell us about that stuff. So I'm just not sure that we can make a judgment that they didn't find collusion or they didn't find this or didn't find that. I just think that there's still a lot more to play out. And we have to really look at the results of what Barr discloses.
Let me go to Natasha on this question. You've been reporting great on this stuff. My question is, why dump this at 5 o'clock, close the business on a Friday?
That is a good question, Chris. Well, maybe it's because Mueller knows there's nothing there and there's no collusion. And he's embarrassed that taxpayers have spent that much money and wasted his time and so many others' time for no collusion. Well, but let continue on.
That's when you dump stuff you're not proud of. That's when you sneak something through the media. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, close the business Friday for something we've been waiting for 2 years, and they've been working apparently on this report, closing up this report for months now, maybe since August, some of the writing. And now they drop it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're left with this question mark. Where's the collusion report? Where's the obstruction report? And how come you never interviewed the big guy, ever? Your thoughts.
This is a pattern that we've seen from the special counsel since the beginning, right? I mean, he's dropped indictments on Friday, so I wouldn't necessarily read too much into that aspect of it. But you're absolutely right. I mean, the fact that Mueller is not recommending further indictments here is a surprise. But at the same time, we don't know what the report says. Now, he might have found evidence of behavior that was perhaps, you know, unseemly, or behavior that was, you know, wrong, that was not, did not rise to the level of criminal activity. There's a lot of this that is nuanced and perhaps couched in the language of a counterintelligence investigation that does not rise to the level of criminal activity. But there's so much we still don't know, right? I mean, we still don't know, for example, one big question. Why was Alpha Bank pinging the Trump Organization server during the election? Never came to a conclusion about that. What about Michael Cohen in Prague? You know, there are reports that his phone was there. What about that? What about all of the meetings that Jared Kushner had with the Russians at Trump Tower during the transition period? Why did Mike Flynn lie about the sanctions phone call?
Well,
I mean, all of these
do you think we'll get those answers in this report? Do you think we'll actually get those non-indictment answers? If you don't indict the president because you believe you can't, you don't invite any of the people around him. First of all, how can you blame the president even in any regard if you're not willing to say his henchmen carried out his orders? I mean, I don't get
it.
That's
the big question is to what extent will Mueller actually get into conduct that's not criminally chargeable, right? And
yeah.
That is what people are kind of concerned about, is that we might never know the answers to those questions because Mueller's going to stick to why I decided to prosecute, why I didn't decide to prosecute.
But we didn't want, a lot of people on the left did not want that done with regard to Hillary those weeks before the 2016 election. If you're going to indict, otherwise shut up. I mean, that...
Well, let's just say it's safe to conclude that Chris Matthews, along with many others on the left, are furious because Donald Trump is not being let off from the White House in handcuffs. They're furious. They are furious. And where are the punches going to land? They want to punch somebody. They're punching the air now. You can hear that in their voices. They're wanting to go to a punching bag and just relieve all their frustrations. For 2 years, they've been building up for this big climatic moment when Mueller delivers the goods, and all the collusion is just all the dots added up in their minds, and they're delusional. There's no dots that need to be connected because they were never there. The collusion has been almost like a figment of their imagination. They've been praying and begging and pleading, please let it be. Please let it be. He is such a criminal. He's got to be out of the White House. Please let there be collusion by President Trump and his campaign team with the Russians. They want to believe it so bad. And then again, Robert Mueller is saying, hey, this is over. This is over. Now, I don't know how it's all going to play out next week. We don't know how much Attorney General Barr is going to release to the public. What will we know? How damaging will it be? But I have to say this. I'm glad it's over. And it should have never been done in the first place when you look at what it was based on. And I hope the true story gets out about who caused this to happen. And I hope some people have to pay a heavy price, because the Department of Justice and the FBI have got a bad, bad taste in the American taxpayers' mouth for conduct of some of the leadership in both of the Obama administration of the Department of Justice and under his watch of the FBI. There's a bad taste. It needs to be washed out, and we need to have some new leadership, which we do. So that's this week's show. Hey, next week we do have Victor Davis Hanson. Looking forward to it. It'll be a great interview. Got some questions that I've just been wanting to ask somebody with his knowledge and wisdom and history and what it means for America today. and what Donald Trump means as President of the United States. We'll be talking to him next week, so don't miss that show. See you then.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.